Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Take Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Hart, and today we've got a very special guest. We've got Jake Swanage from DNVR Sports. Jake, good afternoon.
How you doing, Justin? Been pretty crazy so far for me, man. I hope you're doing better.
Yeah, today is the day that, as Coach Prime said this morning, the Red Sea has parted and the transfer portal is open. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, spring practice number two under Coach Prime. Your thoughts so far as we are about a week and a half away from the spring game?
I mean, man, I don't even know where to begin. This team is so much better than where they were last year, than where they ended up. Shador's back healthy, looking sharp, continuing to dicing up the defense. But on the same, you know, in that same breath, the defensive line has been able to generate pressure more consistently this year. The offensive line looks infinitely better. It's not even worth comparing. We've got weapons all over the field at wide receiver. The transfers who have come in the secondary have already looked like they made an impact in DJ McKinney and Preston Hodge. Travis is Travis. Man, this team is just, they're ready for this run this year.
Let's start with the offensive line, Jake. Has the improvement been noticeable? I know that sounds like a crazy question after seeing the offensive line in 2023.
Yeah, I mean, easily. People will be able to see that on display in the spring game coming up here in a couple weeks, about a week and a half, actually. But you're going to notice they're much bigger. I mean, these are Power 5 offensive linemen. They're some of the best G5 offensive linemen. And Justin Mayer's who have come to this team and who have instantly cemented themselves as starters. Jordan Seaton has looked as advertised. He's had some freshman moments here and there, but he's looking like one of their best offensive linemen off rip already. They're nasty, man. The right tackle, Khalil Benson, he's not afraid to throw you in the dirt and then, you know, body slam you on the way down. The guards really were the weak spot last year. Now you've got Justin Myers, a guard from UTEP, who is really one of the better G5 offensive lineman in the league. Tyler Brown is back in the fold after being deemed ineligible last year. He's been, you know, kind of swinging around left side, right side, even working at center. Right guard, you know, they've been working Houston transfer Tyler Johnson along with Tyler Brown there. And then it looks like Hank Zielinskis at center. He played a few games last year when Ben Wells got hurt, started a few games last year when Ben Wells got hurt. Seems like he's been the mainstay at center. They have had Yukari Walker working there and Tyler Brown, but the chemistry is coming along. Shador seems, you know, to be having great chemistry with these guys on and off the field. So it's, again, it's not even worth comparing to last year. This is Coach Prime said what he was going to do, and he's gone out and done it, man. He rebuilt this offensive line.
And you feel we should feel comfortable about the depth along the line also.
Well, I mean, we're in the stages of that right now. With the portal opening today, we've already had three linemen enter, guys who obviously weren't going to start, who weren't going to really play this year. So they're going to have to rebuild this depth, specifically at the tackle spot. They're probably going to go after a few guys there. There's probably going to be a few more interior linemen, too. They are deeper on the interior than they are at tackle right now, especially since the portal's opened. But, yeah, we're in the stages of that. It's just – still, though, this is just what Coach Prime is meant to do. This is his strategy. You know, you're going to bring in these transfers, and it's about every single portal period, about getting better every single time. So, you know, they added some linemen in December. They're going to add some more here coming up in April and May. And then, you know, you're going to compare the team from this spring game to last spring game, and it's not even going to be close.
Let's talk about the portal since you brought it up. About 15 minutes ago, right before I called you, apparently yeah. Kamani McLean has entered the portal. Is that a shocker? Is this one of these situations where basically you were kind of nudged out the door?
Oh, man. This isn't a shocker to us. I think we've been given a heads up that this is coming for a few months at this point. It just doesn't sound like that Kormani really got off the ground in terms of, you know, trying to become a quote-unquote professional. I mean, let's face the facts here. These college players are no longer amateurs. They're getting paid. They're being expected to perform. They're pretty much professional players. And he just hasn't been able to really fit into that environment. You know, he had the flashes last year. The USC game was able to start four games for them last season. But you were always wanting more from Kormani. There's always questions around him. I don't think he was forced out, but from just what I've gathered over the last few months, it seems like the coaching staff has, you know, Coach Prime, he said it in a well-off video a few weeks ago, you know, if I'm on you, then that means I care. But if, you know, I just, you know, kind of give you the side eye and let you do your thing, keep on letting you do it the wrong way, that's how you know I'm done with you. And I think that's the treatment Cormani got.
What's the total number of players who have entered the portal since the period started yesterday?
I think we're at 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
Yeah, so, and then we had...
So what was the...
Going back...
So what was the... Obviously, everybody knows you're allowed at 85 scholarship players. So,
yeah,
scholarship-wise, was CU over or under the 85 scholarship limit?
No, they were under before this portal period.
Okay.
They were coming up to it. They were around, you know, the 80-ish mark, but they were under it. And now they're just creating more room. I think, you know, if you go back to the end of the season.
Yeah, so they're going to be able to do some real work here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're up to, like, I think 28, 29, 30 players who have entered the portal since that Utah game to end the season in November. So there's space. And they've already brought in, I think it's 25 guys through the portal so far. It's obviously open now. They're going to start recruiting it. They've already got visits lined up for some guys for the spring game and for the coming weeks. But they've got plenty to play with. This isn't a worry for this team.
Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball, Jake. The defensive line, what's your thoughts on it? Last year, they started off solid, but it went downhill quickly.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was so much better. Sam Elkin-Lola sounded like, you know, he's going to be their kind of like crown jewel pass rusher, something that CU hasn't had for, 5-10 years, if not more. Having a true dominant pass rusher on the edge who, you know, is going to put some fear into offensive coordinators and quarterbacks. They've gotten bigger and just nastier on the interior side too. Chidozie Nwankwo coming in from Houston is a guy who's just been as advertised so far, just a brick house. He calls himself the block bully. And I can see exactly why. I mean, that guy is, you know, he's kind of a chiseled defensive lineman around 290 or so, but man, he is strong as hell. Probably the strongest guy on the team. You got Torreon Carter coming in as a grad transfer too. From Arkansas, I'd expect those guys to be your starting defensive tackles. They're just bigger, more physical on the defensive side of the ball as well, man. I mean, the team is really coming together, and you're starting to really, you know, Coach Prime told everyone, this is how it's going to go, and now we're starting to see, you know, the finishing touches of, you know, his first year fully in building this roster.
The secondary, we just talked about Cormani McClain leaving. What is that going to be looking like once the fans show up at Folsom Field next Saturday?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of this Cormani stuff, you know, we haven't really talked about it too much, and it's partly because he hasn't been a factor the last few months. And that's partly because guys like DJ McKinney and Preston Hodge have come in from the transfer portal and have, you know, they balled out. DJ McKinney is getting a lot of praise directly from Coach Prime. Coach Prime keeps on challenging DJ to be a first-round player. He says he sees that in him. Preston Hodge was one of the best G5 corners last year, and it seems like, you know, he came from Liberty mostly playing out of the slot. He did play some outside too, but he's showing that versatility even more here at Colorado. Sounds like Travis Hunter might play more slot this year, just, you know, for matchups with how often college football and, you know, even in the NFL, offenses try to get their best wide receivers in the slot. So they're trying that for matchup purposes.
Yeah, I saw Coach Mathis mention that last week.
Yes, sir. So I think it's just about being more versatile. That's really what Robert Livingston, the defensive coordinator, is all about, is about getting your best 11 guys on the field and getting them in positions that, you know, highlight their strengths. It doesn't matter. You know, there is like a scheme, obviously, right? But it's more player-dependent than it was last year, whereas last year it was like, this is Charles Kelly's system. We still have Shiloh Sanders and Cam at safety. We're looking good there. You know, you lost Jaden Milliner-Jones, a young player to the portal, played a lot as a true freshman last year. That's probably, honestly, the most painful transfer out so far. But safety continues to be one of their deepest positions on the team, and I'm sure they're going to get at least one or two more out of the portal too. So they'll get better and deeper also.
Special teams-wise, is Mata back, my guy?
Oh, yeah, Mata's here. He's still, you know, trying to extend his range. I think we all know that Mata can be deadly accurate. It's just about, you know, how far out can he kick from. Mark Vassett, still expected to be one of the best punters in the country this year. The Aussie is, he's got an absolute boot, but he's, man, he is so precise. He's been able to hit the coffin corner a few times last year, and we should see hopefully less of him this year because we're hoping to score more points and just have more continuous drives. But if it does come down to punting the football, Colorado's got one of the best in the country.
Have you had a chance to look at the Big 12 and some of the other schools this spring as we head into the summer and approach the fall?
Yeah, I've kind of touched on them a little. Haven't really done the full deep dive yet. We're saving that for the summer. Once we kind of get through spring football, have a chance to sit back and look at everything. But, you know, I look at this conference, man, and Colorado has the best quarterback, I feel, in Shador Sanders. They've got the best overall player in Travis Hunter, probably the best overall player in the country in Travis Hunter. So just those two alone puts you, I think, in contention for almost every game. It's really just going to come down to that trench play. You know, are they going to be able to handle Avery Johnson in Kansas State, that versatile run game? Are they going to be able to handle Ollie Gordon? We'll see what happens with Arizona in the transfer portal, how much they lose with Jed Fish kind of looming over them, trying to take some more of his players back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've got a quarterback and they've got a wide receiver who are up there, some of the best in the country too. We'll see what UCF does. I think they're a big question mark heading into this next season. You know, KJ Jefferson's a guy that, if you've watched college football, you're very familiar with him at Arkansas.
He's dynamic.
There. He's very dynamic. A lot of people, you know, they see the size. They think Cam Newton, obviously. So we'll see if Gus Malzahn's able to, you know, replicate that. He was, of course, there at Auburn back in those days. So I like how Colorado really matches up with this Big 12 right now. We'll just see how this portal sequence goes for everyone.
You looking forward to the fall?
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm so stoked for this team. I can't wait to see him in action. I'm really hyped for the spring game. You know, I know the spring game is a little bit of a tease. You know, a lot of people don't like to look into it, and you can't fool yourself looking too deep into the spring game and
right.
Try to project from there. But I'm just excited to finally see what this looks like in its newest form because the energy around the facility, just how the coaches are talking, how the players are talking, how they've been gelling and been a lot closer this off season. It's just, it's night and day compared to last year. And I think the expectations all around are for things to be much better in terms of wins.
You think the team will go bowling this year?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going bowling for sure.
With the new college football playoff expansion, you know, 9 wins probably gets you into the college football playoff, one of the last mm-hmm. couple of spots. Is that something that fans should really think about, you know, as an expectation or just say, hey, look, let's just get bowl eligible?
Oh, man. I mean, look, a lot of people are going to say that, yeah, that's the expectation. You know, the coaching staff has been saying that's the expectation too, so I feel like I kind of have to fall in line with that. But, you know, it's you look at what happened last year, right, and what was it, 4 or 5 games they lost by one possession?
Mm-hmm.
And winning's hard.
Well, winning they lost very, all of their hard. Games by one possession, except for the Oregon game and Washington
yes,
State.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant. but, you know, the ball bounces different ways. And, you know, you can look at games, you know, year over year and go, yeah, we only lost games 5 or 6 of our losses by one possession, you know, whatever it is. And you can say, you know, things are going to get better, but you just never know what happens, you know, in the heat of a game. You know, we've watched how turnovers kind of affected games last year. Who's to say, you know, how these games are going to shake out this year? I do think the team's going to be much better. I think they'll spend some time in the top 25. And, you know, they are going to have one of the best quarterbacks and best overall players in the country. So you just got to win the right games. I think the way the schedule works out, you know, you're going to have some tough games on the road. But I like what they have at home, so they'll have an advantage. And they played much better at home last year than they did on the road also. So I think, you know, 10 games or so isn't out of the picture. They're just going to need to know the ball to bounce their way a few times for that to happen, I think.
Jake Swanage of DNVR Sports. Jake, let our listeners know where they can find your fantastic work, you and your great partner, Ryan.
Yeah, man, follow RK at Ryan Konigsberg on Twitter. I'm at Jake DNVR on Twitter. We're over on YouTube at DMVR Sports. Also, the beat at DMVR_Buffs on Twitter as well, man. We're going to be pumping out a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. When does this go live, Justin, by the way?
Later this afternoon.
Okay. Well, then we'll have a very, very big surprise for everyone on our YouTube channel tomorrow as well.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Are you guys doing anything for the spring game?
Yeah, we'll be having a tailgate. We haven't really nailed down all the plans yet. I know it's going to be a big spectacle that day with the Lil Wayne show and everything going on at the event center after. I think we might have some sort of, you know,
spectacle is an understatement.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be all the bright lights. But I think we might have some little, like, after party after the spring game, you know, before the concert. To kind of hold people over, but we'll make all sorts of announcements of that stuff. But yeah, it's going to be a big weekend for us too.
All right. And I promise I'm going to come see you guys next Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I will make it. I won't have the entourage to distract me. I'll be solo dolo next
weekend.
Let's
go, man.
All right.
Hey, ain't hard to find either, brother.
All right. Thank you so much, Jake Swanage of DNVR Sports.